Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 52 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with...
Julian Robichaux.
And...
John Vaughn.
And...
Jess Stratton.
How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Excellent. Hey, today is Wednesday. I guess I didn't say that, right? Wednesday the 24th of January, day 1, 2, 3, 4 of Lotusphere. We didn't cover anything yesterday, but let's talk about what's happened. A lot's happened. Julian and Ed Brill spoke today on how to sell notes within your organization, and I attended that session. I was in the front row. Yes, Julian, I see your Superman shirt. You guys can't see it, but we'll get to that in a second. That was a great session. I've seen it in the past. You guys just kicked ass. It was great. And Julian actually did a little stripping on stage and showed a shirt he was wearing below his pretty dress shirt, and it happens to be a Superman shirt. Julian, what inspired you to do such a thing?
Superhuman software, Bruce.
That's right. I am. It's all about me, right?
Yes.
No, it's you. Wait a sec.
It's the year of me.
It's your year. I forgot. All right. Good, great session, and I'm sure the reviews came in great, and maybe they'll have you back next year.
Yeah, if we're all lucky.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent, excellent. Did you learn anything from... Julian actually spoke on the big stage. I mean, the Lotusphere stage. How was it? What were you thinking?
You couldn't really see the audience. The lights were right in your eyes, so that was good. It was DVD'd, so if anyone wants to buy the DVD and just, you know, kind of watch that whole session, I bought it. I'm not going to watch it.
All right. Actually, it's also going to be podcasted on DeveloperWorks in February.
Yes.
So you'll be able to hear it, Julian and Ed's session, and be able to download it and then hear it from DeveloperWorks next month. And when that comes around, we'll talk about it. One thing we talked about earlier in the week, maybe we forgot to talk about, was the sheer number of people here. I mean, every session is like overflowing. There isn't enough chicken, right? Well, there is enough chicken.
Not always.
I don't know. But there's plenty of coffee, right, Julian?
Yes. I've been meaning to write about that. They've actually been keeping the drinks out after the sessions begin this year. So I've actually gone, you know, the drinks are supposed to end at 3:15. You go there at 3:20, they're still out. That is just fantastic. That is not always how it is.
All right. Hey, John Vaughn, you and Sean Burgess gave an excellent session yesterday, which I attended. Can you tell us a little bit about your session and how you thought it went?
I think it went okay.
No, it went great.
We were talking about the new IBM Domino blog template, which Steve Castledine wrote way back in the day, and I contributed code to when it was still an open source project. Which is pretty much why I ended up speaking at Lotusphere about it.
I thought it was great. You know, we use the Domino blog, or what's now called the IBM blogging template, for the Taking Notes podcast. And, you know, I thought that I knew it pretty well, and some of the things that I learned in your session were great. So,
well, the tattoo store, right?
That's right. Yeah. Well, I learned some things about it, too, during the session. I think I taught myself a few things.
Jess, did you know you were on the...
Did you know that you were on the blog template that John did?
I actually found out about it, I think, when Saturday that I was. So it was kind of a nice surprise.
Excellent. So, John, it was a great session, and I wish Sean were here right now so we could talk about it. But we do have some bystanders as we're recording this, but we won't name them because they're running away right now. So we won't tell you that one of them's a very popular blogger from Germany and the other a short Japanese lady who I live with. Jess Stratton, you attended a session today, which you came back to us all, and you jumped up and down, up and down, up and down, and up and down, and what did you see?
I did. Well, I'm a huge Notes client fan, so I was absolutely not going to miss Interface Matters, Practical Designs for the UI. It was something like that title, and it was by Nathan Freeman and Chris Blatnick. And, oh, it was so excellent. I mean, the stuff they're doing with UIs is just incredible. You know, most people come from the traditional, okay, we'll design it to look like the mail file. We've got our outlines and, you know, view descriptions on the left and then our view data on the right. You know, they're just way past that. Their whole idea is to design the interface first, you know, because most people, for the end users, the interface is the application. So that's the way they design it. They design the interface first, and then they design the code around it. And the things they were doing, you know, it was just a page with just all the data right there, filling up all the screen real estate. I mean, everything they said is going to be available to download on their blogs. And you can see the blog URLs from the slide. So definitely, if you can, you know, download those apps. And they were both great presenters, you know, making everybody laugh all the way through it. So it was a great session.
Excellent. I agree. I was at that session, and they actually did a repeat today. So
that's the one I went to, yep.
Yeah, excellent. All right, tomorrow. Well, tonight was the Animal King party, and unfortunately, there was just a little bit of rain. So you guys came back with halos around your head here, these glow things, and I'm touching John Vaughn's halo right now, and ponchos. So that's too bad. But tomorrow morning is the bloggers boff at 7 a.m. Thank you, Ed Brill. Thank you. And we know you did it on purpose. And tomorrow at 10 a.m., Julian and Rob McDonough are talking about their OpenNTF OpenLog application. But before we get to that, Jess was our OpenNTF booth babe, along with Gail and Matt. How was things at the booth?
Oh, it was great. There was tons of traffic today, actually. You know, Vince was there, too, and Anil was there. And, you know, it was just amazing. There was everybody was coming by today. We got rid of all the T-shirts. And, you know, everybody was just coming by to say hi. It was awesome. You know, the first question that I would always ask anybody if they came up to the booth, you know, have you ever heard of OpenNTF.org? And everybody, you know, most of the time I got eye rolls like, duh, of course we're here. You know, just coming by to say hi. I think there was about maybe two people who would never heard of OpenNTF before, and they'd heard of
it. And we're going to post their pictures on the Taking Notes blog. So
a lot of people, the first time they'd ever heard of it was in all sorts of sessions during the week. So I thought that was kind of cool that it's, you know, the name, the, you know, OpenNTF is popping up all over the place. So It was awesome.
Excellent. I also attended some sessions on Lotus Component Designer and some SOA stuff, but we're going to save that for another podcast. Julian, I'd like to say good luck with your session tomorrow. We also have the closing session, and any guesses as to who the speaker may be?
I'm still saying Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah, John Vaughn.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Kermit the Frog?
Kermit the Frog, and...
I don't know, but if it's Carrot Top, I'm leaving.
You don't like Carrot Top? I wish I had as much hair as he had.
I also wanted to mention that the halo that I'm wearing was given to me by Paul Mooney. I find some irony in there somewhere.
Yeah, and actually, tomorrow wraps up the Swan Boat races, which we'll also possibly have some pictures of. So I think Warren Elsmore did a great job of organizing that. So here's to you, Warren.
Have you seen how much stuff he has for the winter? They walked around on the product showcase and with bags and got something from every single vendor on the floor. They had like four bags worth of stuff.
They had the whole recreation department for the dolphin is like rooting for him. Apparently, they said that in all the years and all the conferences that have been here, nobody has ever thought to do swan boat racing, and they think it is the coolest design ever. So I think that's great.
All right. Well, tomorrow. Oh, wait, Julian.
I was going to say, and actually, I just remembered that besides all the swag, they got Team Studio giving $100 to the winner of the swan races.
Just $100.
$100. Buckaroos.
Not like a licensed thing. Wait, Jess?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to give a quick shout-out that the finals are tomorrow, 12:15 at the Swan Boat. So just come on down and be sure to cheer everybody on. Or you can be watching them. They got to, you know, go all the way across the lake and touch the wall right by the Swan Dining Tent and come back. So if you just happen to be there, you know, just cheer everybody on. It's the finals, and it's for the prize.
Well, Jess, I really wasn't going to put this out till tomorrow. But now you're going to make me put it out so everyone can listen and download. But hey, enough about that. Anything else to wrap up episode 52 of the Taking Notes podcast from Lotusphere 2007? John Vaughn, thanks for coming by.
Oh, you're welcome.
Jess, thanks.
You're welcome.
Julian.
Oh, thank you.
Take care.